amazing. It's amazing to be here again. It's amazing. Just absolutely everything that's been happening this week has been a huge blessing. Hopefully this time I didn't destroy anything. I doubt my wife is watching. It's 3 a.m. Unless she's got really a sleep apnea. She doesn't. So unless my dog is waking her up, because last night he got out and was all over the neighborhood. So yeah, we'll see what happens. But hopefully it won't happen again. Numbers, if we could please turn to Numbers chapter 10. I'm going to be in Numbers, not in that book that everybody's been mentioning lately. Numbers chapter 10. We're going to be in verse 29. Before I read the passage, I just want to say how grateful I am to this church and how wonderful it's been to be back again for everything that's been happening. Of course, we say this every year, but you guys keep on surprising us, and it keeps getting better every year. So that's why we have to keep saying it, because it just gets better and it's amazing. I just absolutely am grateful for all of you, those who were doing the lunches in the morning. It's been amazing. I know that I'm going to have to go back home and do some fasting. I can't do it now. It's not the time to do fasting right now, but I'm going to have to go home and do some of that when I get back to Poland. But definitely it's been great. I'm very grateful. I'm especially grateful for my Lord Jesus Christ, who put me in this place. Amen. Being a third generation missionary has its difficulties sometimes and expectations, but the Lord has been very gracious, and the fact that I found my wife just 3 weeks after moving to Poland is a mercy of the Lord. I don't know how that happened. I just know that something like Brother Billy said, just put God first and then He will provide, and He did provide the best possible person who could be, and she has been a huge helpmeet to me. I would not be able to be up here and do the things that I do on a regular basis as I do if it wasn't for her and my Lord Jesus. She has been my number one supporter, and I just want to thank my Lord Jesus Christ. I'm saying all this now because she's not here. She hates when I say it in her presence. So I can say it now because she's asleep. But it's just amazing. I'm just very grateful to my Lord Jesus Christ for everybody and all of y'all. It's been a blessing. So if we can get into the, before I read the passage, I just want to remind everybody, my first message that when I came up here, I wanted to admonish everyone so as not to be selfish and only think of ourselves first, but to put God first in our lives. My second message was about encouraging us to continue to stand the walls, even though we are discouraged, and not to compromise with the world, but to continue on steadfastly, focusing on what's important and building those walls and building up and not listening to what the devil is trying to do to get us discouraged. My last message I'm going to be more about is more of an invitation to join and to participate. And this is this passage here that I read. It was a real blessing to me that I taught this back in Poland, and it was a blessing. I learned a lot of things doing this study. So if we could just read from verse 29. It says, "And Moses said unto Hobab, the son of Ragel, the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto the place of which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good, for the Lord hath spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart of mine own hand to mine own land and to my kindred. And he said, Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be to us instead of eyes." Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you for this day. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for your word, how marvelous it is, Lord. And I thank you that we have it in our own language, that we can learn it and speak it. And Lord, I pray you give me the proper utterance, Lord, that only you can give. Lord, I praise you for all you've done. Thank you for my church here. I pray you bless them immensely. Pray for all the churches around in Mexico and in Poland. Bless us. Use us, Lord. Please give us revival wherever we are. Help us within our own hearts to have a revival, to get close to you, Lord, to draw them closer to you. We praise you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
It's just really an amazing passage that we have here, where Moses is speaking to his father-in-law. Here he says Hobab. Of course, we know in Exodus he's called, his name is Jethro, but it's just another name for Moses' father-in-law. And he's telling him, come with us. It says, we are journeying into a place of which the Lord has said, I will give it to you. Come.